Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about how the Father can raise up people out of nowhere. He can raise up the least likely because he gets the most glory. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but the Father had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the Father had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised had the Father chosen, yet and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Hallelujah. Go with me to Genesis 38. Genesis 38. Here's a situation where a Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, her husband had died, and Judah sent another one of his sons to marry her, but he refused, and he held back his other son. So Judah knew that the Messiah was going to come to that line, so she played the part of the prostitute, and Judah didn't know it, and Judah impregnated her. In verse 27, and it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how is thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. And therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Sarah. So Pharaoh was the least likely, but the Father had a hand in it and brought him out first. He was the firstborn. And he wants to touch you. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter what you did wrong. He wants to bring you out of nowhere. And only he can do it. Hallelujah. Go with me to Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. Hallelujah. We go back to Judges chapter 3. Here's a situation where any time that the Israelites had turned their back on the Father, the enemies prevailed. And that's exactly what happened in verse 12. Judges chapter 3, verse 12. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Father, and the Father strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Father. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. Hallelujah. But the Father is ready to bring somebody up out of nowhere. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Father, in verse 15, the Father raised up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. And by him the children of Israel sent their present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his clothing under his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, the king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. And so Eglon, the king, invited him into his private chambers to get that present. And what Ehud did, being left-handed, he put the dagger on his right thigh, so he knew he wouldn't check his right thigh, which was very smart. And then he stabbed Eglon, and he escaped. But look how the Father raised up somebody out of nowhere like Ehud. A man who was probably put down by many people because he was left-handed. It was a curse during those days, not now, but it was a curse for somebody to be left-handed. But the Father just raised him up out of nowhere. The people crying out for help, and he raised up somebody out of nowhere. And people are crying out right now, and the Father wants to send somebody. Why can't that person be me and you? He could do it. And then they were destroyed. The enemies were destroyed because the king was gone. Eglon. Just incredible. Go with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Chapter 2. Remember how Peter had denied Yeshua three times. Here comes the day of Pentecost, though. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up at the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, or 9 a.m. Because they heard a sound and came rushing to the temple where this was happening. Verse 16, But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Look at Peter, denied Yeshua three times, and he's coming up out of nowhere. Verse 17, And it came to pass in these last days, said the Father, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of the Father come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Father shall be saved. And Peter's starting to preach a tremendous sermon here. And in verse 37, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized in the name of Yeshua for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Father shall call. Hallelujah. And with many other words that he testify and exhort. He was so low after denying Yeshua. But Yeshua, before he died for us, he said, Peter, I'm going to pray for your strength. And here's Peter strengthened and talking and preaching, convincing people by the power of the Spirit of Father inside of him. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this unregenerate generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there added unto him about 3,000 souls. Look at that. And in Acts chapter 3, verse 1, Peter and John went up together in the temple of the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. That's the time that Yeshua gave up the ghost. That's the time that he gave up his life for us. I'm sure that's why they had the prayer meeting, because that's when he died. And later on, I'll talk about the different hours of the day that the Bible talks about with my books I bring out. And verse 2, And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. But Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive some money. But Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, you need an immediate miracle today. He can do it for you. He's so powerful. His feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Father. Hallelujah. The people were just greatly wondering. Verse 16, But Peter said, and his name, Peter knew how, through the power of the Spirit of the Father inside him, he knew how to close the deal. He knew how to give all the glory to the Father. And verse 16, And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom you see. And know, yeah, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you. When a Father touches somebody, he can give him perfect soundness. Don't settle for anything else but perfect soundness. We see that right now as we're talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 19, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Father. Are you ready for a refreshing touch today? He can do it. He can do it. Meanwhile, he wants to raise you up so he can give refreshing touches to other people through you. All you have to do is turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And there's no telling how he can use you. There's no telling how high he can raise you up. Hallelujah. It's like when you go down, it's like a seesaw. When you go down, he can just raise you up. When you decrease in the flesh, when you allow him to decrease your flesh, then he can raise you up. Hallelujah. Out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. In chapter 4, verse 1, And as I spoke unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came unto them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Yeshua the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it is now evening tide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number was 5,000. Look how the Father just raised up Peter out of nowhere. I'm sure he was depressed. I'm sure he was hiding out when he denied Yeshua. But remember, after Yeshua rose, he said, Tell my apostles, tell Peter that I go before them into Galilee. He didn't forget about Peter, and the Father didn't forget about you. Hallelujah. Out of nowhere, he can raise you up. Hallelujah. And the high priest in verse 6, and Caiaphas and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. When he had set them in the midst, they asked him, "By what power, by what name have you done this?" And then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man by what means he is made whole, be known unto you and to all the people of Israel, but by the name of Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you preach, whom the Father raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole." He gave all the glory to Yeshua. That's what the Father's looking from you and I. Verse 11, "This is the stone which was set in order of you builders, which has become the head of the corner." Hallelujah. He wants to raise you up out of nowhere because he gets all the glory. Because it's not you. You can go back and say, "It wasn't me." It's all about him. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people that are listening out there right now, Father. I ask you to touch them from the top of their head to the sole of feet. Manifest your healing power to them, your deliverance anointing, Father. Set them on high as they allow you to decrease in the flesh. Make room for them, Father. Raise them up out of nowhere. But do a miracle for them where they need it the most as they turn everything over to you in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. And I've written my website is henrywalker.org. There's powerful messages on there. Just click on there. And also, I've written three books. The first book is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which is all about him. He's fulfilled every one of them. Hallelujah. And we'll fulfill three more in these last days. Hallelujah. He's fulfilled every one but these three, and we will fulfill them. And my second book is called Noon, which goes to the Word and the certain hours of the day when the Father does certain things. He pours out his anointing more than any hour. And my book brings that out, and he wants to repeat what he did in the Word on those hours. And you need to know that. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour, even though he could heal at any time. And you need to know that. And then also, each month of the year on his calendar, the Bible talks about things he did in those months, and he wants to repeat them in those months, but you need to go to his calendar. And so on my website at henrywalker.org, I have a biblical calendar page where it shows up to the year 2020 when each month begins and ends on a Gregorian calendar and on the Father's calendar, and also when each feast day begins and ends on both calendars. You can get these books by coming right to me. Just call me at 772-801-3677. My wife and I want to give them to you at cost, which is $5. We're not looking to make any money on them. Or if you have no money, we'll give them to you for nothing. But just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. Or you can contact me on my website. Go to contact and send me an email and give me a name and address. Hallelujah. And don't forget, our broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and 7:15 p.m. And if you miss any broadcast, you can go back to On Demand on WCNO.com and click on Demand and go the arrow back to the date you want to hear. Hallelujah. And we just want to help you. That's why I want to get these books into your hands. They're end-time books, end-time warfare weapons. And for my friends in the Bahamas, you probably can't call. It's kind of expensive. Just send me an email. Go to contact on henrywalker.org. Send me an email with your name and your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you back. Just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be glad to call you and pray for you. So remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, "Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world."
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country home-style cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family-owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner.